Hello, this is Sally Rand, longtime resident of Freeport. The Harrington House is the headquarters of the Freeport Historical Society, home to the organization's research library and archives, exhibit spaces, and offices. It was built in 1830 by Freeport merchant Enoch Harrington for his bride Eliza, who was the daughter of Harrington's business partner Nathan Nye. The two men operated a store near the present site of L.L. Bean. The house, constructed with brick and granite, is a transitional Greek Revival style, with a wooden fan over the main entrance which harkens back to the earlier Federal style. The building was once part of a 14-acre parcel that included extensive gardens and orchards across the street and behind the carriage barn. The carriage barn is currently leased, providing income that helps support the society's activities. Enoch Harrington died in 1848, and for a period of time his widow Eliza rented the house while she was living in Massachusetts with her son John. Lydia and Isaac Fogg purchased the house in 1886 and continued the tradition of renting rooms in the house. Frank W. Edwards owned the property for 1 year before selling it to Eben Patterson in 1909. Eben then sold the house to his son Levi T. Patterson, who lived in the house with his family for over 5 decades. Mr. Patterson was a prominent Freeport citizen who served a number of terms in the state legislature. The Pattersons also rented some of the second floor and attic rooms to workers from the shoe factories. Miss Helen Randall, a local artist who died in 1976, was the last private individual to own the property, which the Freeport Historical Society acquired in 1977. In 1988, the Freeport Historical Society undertook an extensive project to restore the house and its significant historic features. It retains most of its original interior design and finishes. Today, it stands as a reminder of a quieter time for Freeport's Main Street.